This is Bob Sugarman.
And Sally Sugarman.
And welcome back to Theater Talk.
Today, we're learning more about the people you don't see on stage when you come to the theater, but who do so much to make theater happen. We're at the Dorset Theater Festival, and our guest today is Kelly Borgia, the production stage manager of Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill. Lainey Robertson's play about the great jazz singer Billie Holiday. Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill plays from August 18th to September 3rd. And Kelly, you are in Tech Week now, aren't you?
Not quite yet. We get two whole entire weeks, 12 days total of rehearsal in the rehearsal hall. So we have one more week of The Way of the World, the Teresa Ree Beck play that's running on stage now. And then we move on to the stage a week from today. So we've got one more week before Tech.
Okay, so tell us what the production stage manager does.
The production stage manager is, I like to say, the hub of communication. So I am the right-hand man of the director. I schedule all of the rehearsals and costume fittings and interviews like this that actors would do. I would help to schedule those. And I also take all of the notation of the show. So I write down all of the blocking so that I know where every actor is at every moment in the play, where they enter from, what props they have with them. I track scene changes. And then when we move into Tech, I communicate with all of the departments. So I call all of the cues and I tell the lighting operator when to hit the go button on the light board. And I cue light actors for entrances and exits and call transition cues. So I'm sort of the equivalent of a conductor of the symphony once we sort of move into performance. And in rehearsal, I handle a lot of logistics. So it's really a two-part job.
It seems to me I've seen stage managers writing a lot. There are reports that you do too?
Yes, there are lots of reports. I write a report at the end of every rehearsal, a rehearsal report which communicates everything that happened in rehearsal that day. We broke a glass, the chairs are too short, we need a different color tablecloth, you know, anything that happens with any department that pertains to any department, props, scenery, costume, sound, lighting, during the rehearsal day, I communicate in a rehearsal report. Also, I'm in where most of the actors and I am in a union, the Actors Equity Association, and so it is also my responsibility to track all of the timing to make sure that we take breaks at appropriate times and that each actor stays working within the allotted hours per week on this contract.
What about the reports that you do during performance?
Performance reports are very similar to rehearsal report, which is the same thing. So I report on everything that happened in the performance, what time the curtain speech started, what time the play started. I write a little synopsis, three or four sentences typically, sometimes longer if something has gone awry during the play, of just of how the play went that day, if anyone had an especially good performance, if lines were dropped, if anything technically happened that needs to be repaired, it's communicated in the performance report.
Who gets the reports?
All of the creative team. So the director and all of the designers, even though they leave town, the reports that I write are sort of their lifeline to the show. That's so that they have a little bit of a check-in every day about how the performance is going. And it goes to all of the department heads at the theater who are responsible for repairing any of the damaged items.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about the particular challenges on some production like Lady Day at the Emerson's Bar and Grill.
It's an interesting thing for me coming into this project because I have been doing a lot of very, very big shows. So my last several casts were 27 or higher. So managing crews of 15 to 20. So at the end of the day, the productions were very, very large. So coming into doing a show with just two actors in a much more intimate space in a much smaller theater, is really exciting. And it seems like when you say I've gone from these giant productions to these smaller productions, that this would be easier in some way. And it's not, it's just different. It requires a different level of attention and finesse when you're working really intimately, especially with one actor. The challenges that Miranda faces really doing, being Billie Holiday, one, that's some big shoes to fill, and rehearsing for only 12 days and really carrying the show on her own. The piano player has a couple of lines and they have some interactions, but the vast majority of the show, 99% of it, is on her and her alone. And so it requires a sensitivity to her needs that is different than when you're in doing a giant show. It's just get it up. You can't really worry too much about people's feelings. It's just you got to move forward every day.
Yeah, well, for example, I know you did some Noises Off, which must have been quite a challenge.
That was one of my most favorite shows I've ever done in Dorset. It was such a joyous experience, that play. And it was, it had so many technical challenges with the rotating set and the size of the cast and all of those things. But Jen Thompson directed that, and her father was in it and her husband was in it. All of the actors were just, they were such a community and such a troop and a family. It was that sort of old school summer stock feeling of like, we were all in the trenches together making that thing happen. And it really, Noises Off becomes reality because you can't, it's so real and so absurd that all of the things that happen in the play start to happen while you're rehearsing the play. And you're like, what? We don't know which way is up anymore. There was just so much laughter in that room. It was such a great show.
So how many seasons have you had at Dorset Theatre?
This is my sixth season here. I took 1 year off last year. The timing didn't quite work out with my my contract at the Oslo season and the opening rehearsal dates here. So I started, my very first summer here was with when Dina took over as artistic director. And then I was here for 5 summers in a row and then back this year for Lady Day.
So when you're not here during the summer season, where are you?
I live in Sarasota, Florida, and I work at the Oslo Repertory Theater. I'm the production stage manager there as well.
How does, you say their productions tend to be large productions. What is the work there different than the work here?
It is. It is different. And that is one of the reasons why I love coming to Dorset so much. It's a real chance to sort of recharge and work in a different energy and different environment. The Oslo does true rotating rep. So we hire a company of actors that are there for the entire season, about 6 months typically. And they perform in 2 or 3 shows that rehearse all at the same time. And we open them right back to back. You open a show on a Friday, you start tech on the next Saturday. We do 4 shows in rotating rep and then 2 really, a large scale musical, sort of a classic musical in the fall and a world premiere new musical in the spring. So it's a very, very busy, busy season there where you're constantly multitasking and juggling. There's no period of time in that season where I'm able to singularly focus on one show. And that's one of the wonderful things here is that you can really sort of dig into the details and do the really high quality work. And I love that. I love to be able to participate in bringing that to Vermont.
On a typical rehearsal day where you are now before tech, what is your day like?
I usually come in about 30 minutes before rehearsal, just to check in on any emails that may have come in late last night, make sure that the rehearsal room is set, touch base with the stage management apprentices, to make sure everyone's clear about the tasks for the day, the goals for the day, and the schedule. And then I am in rehearsal from the moment it starts. I'm taking blocking notation, taking notes about anything that needs to be communicated to other departments. And I watch the clock to make sure that breaks are taken at the appropriate times and things.
We're at the Dorset Theater Festival with Kelly Borgia, who is the production stage manager of Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill, Lenny Robertson's play about the great jazz singer Billie Holiday. The play runs from August 18th to September 3rd. How would you describe the relationship between the stage manager and the director?
The stage manager is the right-hand man of the director. Really, the director says, I need, I want, and the stage manager makes those things happen.
Well, when did you decide that being a production stage manager was what you wanted to do?
I, upon leaving high school, thought that I wanted to be a director, and I applied to a bunch of colleges. I got into the University of Central Florida, which has a wonderful theater program, and I went in to audition for the program. I was got into the university, but auditioned for the college, and they really directed me to a stage management degree. They offer a Bachelor of Fine Arts in Stage Management. And they told me that it would give me a very well-rounded education, which would really put me in a good position moving forward to go to graduate school to get my master's in directing. There's not really such a thing as an undergraduate degree in directing. And I started stage managing, and I realized that that was truly my calling. I took some directing classes, but I stage managed a lot of shows in college, and I've been steadily working ever since.
Yeah, it seems to me that working steadily in theater is something that is rather unusual, isn't it?
It is. I am very lucky and very, very grateful that I have really... I fell into some great jobs. I got the job here, which really became a year after year gig for me, and then landing the job at the Oslo as the production stage manager there, which is close to year round. I got that job when I was 28 years old, and so it's really, I lucked out. I did a few years in New York living out of a suitcase and doing kids tours and basement theaters downtown. So I paid some dues, but I fell into some really great jobs early in my career, which have served me very well.
Are there special challenges doing a show like this one that has music?
Yeah, it is interesting. I do a lot of musicals, but they don't do a lot of musicals here at the Doors Theater Festival. This is the first one. They've done some concert series and things like that, but they've never done a play with music like this here. So technically for them, there's some discovery that's going to happen. We're having to rent a different soundboard and renting a sound package and figuring out microphones and how all of that will work in this space is new for them. We have a brilliant sound designer who's worked here quite a lot. Her name is Jane Shaw, who's sort of taking the helm of sorting all of that out. But I think that's sort of the biggest challenge of doing a musical here. Play with music, I think, is a more appropriate term for this show.
Well, when you do musicals down in Florida, what are some of the challenges there as opposed to a straight show?
Well, it's just there's a whole nother huge element to deal with there in that we use a live orchestra. So typically there are 8 to 11 musicians. So there's a whole nother layer of scheduling that has to happen for orchestra rehearsals, and then the actors and the singers rehearsing together. And when do you do sound check? And if there's tapping, what are the tap mics, and do they have microphones on their shoes, or are there microphones on the floor, and where does the conductor stand, and how do the actors see the conductor? I mean, it just like, it opens up this whole other can of worms that all has to be sorted out that you don't have to deal with when you're doing a play.
What advice would you have to someone who is thinking about becoming a stage manager?
Stage management is... it's a thankless job a lot of the times. It's not that, I mean, people who are in the theater, and sort of exactly how the interview began, is the people behind the scenes that you don't even know exist. So it's a lot of work for people to just not know that you exist, you know? But that is the point. And one of my professors in college early on said, you know you're doing your job well when no one knows that you're there. If the audience becomes aware of the stage manager in some way, then you're not doing a good job at all. So it is, it's a lot of work. You're the first one there and the last one to leave a lot of the time. And so you have to sort of, find joy in the small things. I just love an audience gasping when the cue happens at exactly the right time, or they're really surprised by something that happens in the play. Any little thing that you set the prop exactly the way the actor needs it so that they can just with ease, you know, move into the next moment. It's personal satisfaction. And if you need the glory of the theater, then stage management is probably not the place for you.
Well, if you were going to write a memoir about stage managing, what kinds of things would you highlight
I think that's an interesting question. I mean, there's a million crazy stories of things that happen that go wrong and show stopping. And those are really, honestly, I think the stories that people like to hear. And I like to say that people come to the theater instead of going to the movies because you don't know what's going to happen. And you kind of secretly hope as an audience member that something crazy is going to happen the night that you're there. And like, it's my job to make sure nothing crazy happens. But when it does, then how you respond to that and how you move forward through it, I think are some of the more exciting moments of stage management, I guess I'd say. So I don't know. I guess my memoir would be a lot of storytelling, you know, a lot of this is sort of where I started in my career and the fun things that kind of happened along the way.
Well, can you tell us one of those stories? You don't have to tell us a story about Dorset, nothing, as you're saying. Nothing goes wrong at Dorset, no. But maybe in some other place where...
Just at the end of last season... in Florida, we had a lead go out of the show on a Saturday matinee at 11 o'clock in the morning with a 2 o'clock show. And the understudy was ready to go on mostly. She had rehearsed on her own with all of the songs, and she and I had gone through all the blocking, but she never rehearsed with any of the other actors in the show. She'd never done any of the special effects. She'd never done any of the costume changes. And she didn't really fit into all of the costumes. So it was a mad dash to see if we could get the lead into the show, if we could get her she was losing her voice, which was the problem. So we ended up, it was a sold out house. We couldn't add a performance. The rest of the run was sold out. We couldn't offer any of those audience members replacement tickets. So our choice, if we canceled, was to refund 500 tickets. And it was decided that that was not what we were going to do. And we had an emergency put-in rehearsal that started at the half-hour call. And we held the audience in the lobby, and the artistic director went out and talked with them and made announcements, and they offered them free wine and beer, which seems to appease people, and asked them if they wanted to just wait while we got the actors ready to go on. And a tremendous amount of them did. And we started the show about 2 hours late. We were aiming for a 3 o'clock curtain, and I think we went up at about 3:40. And we ended up doing two shows that day. The understudy did a brilliant job. She was incredible. And it was very, very nerve wracking, but we got through it. The show must go on. And that day it really did.
I think you know, cowards, why must the show go on? It can't be all that indispensable.
Yeah.
Well, given those kinds of stories, it sounds like you have a very busy life. What do you do when you're not being a stage manager?
I have a wonderful boyfriend at home, and he has an 8-year-old daughter. So that keeps me pretty busy in my personal life as well. And we love to cook. I see a lot of theater, and I really enjoy traveling. So we've just been planning out the next year through 2017. It's one of the joys of another really, really lucky thing for me. As busy as I am, I do have a full schedule for the next 12 months. So I can do a little bit of planning about when I can take personal trips and things like that, which is a real luxury.
That does sound like a luxury.
Yeah.
Yeah. Any other questions?
I just want to be sure that people know they can buy tickets for Lady Day at Emerson's Bar and Grill online at DorsetTheaterFestival.org or by calling the box office at 802-867-2223. And the play will be running from August 18th to September 3rd.
And we are assured, are we not, Kelly, that there will be no...
Yes, I think... Well, we do have a dog in this show, so there is one little loose cannon that will
Yeah, what does it... How is it having a dog in the show? I know it's your dog,
It is my dog, and he's actually never been in a show. He's been very well trained not to go on stage. So he's a little bit confused about how this is all going to happen. But she, Lady Day exits at one point in the show, and then she just comes back on with her dog... whose name is Peppy, and she sings Them Their Eyes to Peppy, which is Peppy's song, and then the piano player takes him off. So it's just a short bit. He's there for probably less than 5 minutes, but I hope he does well because he's really cute in rehearsal.
I see parental anxiety.
It is a little bit. I don't want him to get kicked out of the play.
Well, what do you think is going to be the complication when he gets back to Florida and wants to go on stage?
Exactly.
Once he gets a
he's like, I've been getting
stage.
All of this applause. I've had my moment downstage center. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, we want to thank you very much for talking with us. In terms of your busy schedule, it's kind of overwhelming. Thank you so much for taking time out
Absolutely.
To talk with us.